Paddy, we just go back again to your youth and where you were brought up. Your dad, you said he was a matchmaker.
He used to do that. He, well, he was a kind of a compulsive talker.
What was your dad's name anyway?
Conal.
Connell.
They called him Con for short.
Right, Con.
Con Byrne. And he would hear of somebody wanting a woman and wanting a wife, of course. So he used to be at fairs and cattle markets and all that, and he was talking to everyone. And he would spread this news anyway amongst a few of his cronies that Paddy so-and-so would like to get married. Would you know of a suitable woman? So they would know of a suitable woman, maybe some relation of their own that they were dying to get rid of. And, well, we'll make an arrangement and we'll go to visit this woman. So, my father would get Paddy Jones or whatever he was, whatever his name was, and away they would go with a bottle of whiskey out over the mountain or out over the hills and get to the house, of course, and have a look at this woman. And you know something, it was really making an animal of the woman. She would be vetted, almost vetted. And if the man thought she was all right, fair enough, there was a wedding. And the strange thing about it, that they all turned out good. They all turned out, they brought up some of them big families. In fact, in those days, 9 and 10 youngsters was an average family. But my father would have a hand in that, of course. And well, he was getting a drink of whiskey out of it.
That
And
was the dealie.
he was also doing Paddy a favour, and so he did. And then his own marriage then was very ordinary. He was courting my mother for, oh, maybe a couple of years before they got married. So he was useful in a way, but he would be laughed at nowadays. At
Well, at the time it was the done
the
thing.
time,
Yeah.
it was the only way, because this poor Paddy fella, or whatever his name would be, hadn't a hope of getting a woman in his own area. He would have thought this woman would have to come from some distance. So the
So the fairs were useful like that as well, like, and your father
Oh, good, yes,
would
the
meet up with
fairs and the
people.
markets, aye. Aye.